News Hit.
James Gargasoulis has been found guilty of murdering six people during a driving rampage through Melbourne's Bourke Street in January last year. The jury took less than an hour to reach its guilty verdict on all 33 charges today. Still on Bourke Street, where PM Scott Morrison has paid his respects to Friday's terror victim, Sisto Malaspina.
The stories of his passion are just overwhelming. And that's why these places are so fantastic. That's why there are so many people here.
News Hit.
Canberra is looking at getting dads into flexible employment as part of a plan to close the gender pay gap. Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer says traditionally it's difficult for blokes to get the same working arrangements as women.
We have now a number of policies in place for men to equally gain access to flexibility so that they can take on their greater share of caring responsibilities, and many men would actually like to do that.
It's as figures out today show the gender pay gap has narrowed 1.1% in the last 12 months to now sit at 21.3%.
News Hit.
The devastating Californian wildfires have now been declared a major disaster. Donald Trump has signed a declaration order. The death toll officially stands at 42, but more than 200 people remain unaccounted for.
News Hit.
And Ryan Reynolds is now officially the voice of Pikachu. The Deadpool actor is bringing the Pokemon character to life in a live-action film to be released next May.
I know you can't understand me, but put down the stapler or I will electrocute you.
I'm Alexandra Bryant. Get more news when you want it at hit.com.au.